At your local Walmart, you can buy a box of King Crab Legs carrying the name of the most famous crab boat in the Bering Sea, the Northwestern, captained by Sig Hansen and featured on all three seasons of Deadliest Catch. Captain Sig's signature is on the box, but he didn't catch what's inside of it. The crab legs are imported from Russia, not Alaska. For some people in the Alaskan seafood business, who consider Russia to be their main competitor, this is kind of like Johnny Damon jumping from the Boston Red Sox to the New York Yankees.
Here you've got probably the highest profile fisherman, definitely in Alaska. I would say probably in America.
Rob George is a Las Vegas-based seafood buyer who runs an Alaskan crab importing business called The Crab Broker.
I wish he would have put that effort into promoting Alaska crab, you know, and instead he kind of went the other direction and, you know, is endorsing Russian crab.
George is calling for a boycott of the Northwestern branded crab. The Hansons have also received angry emails from other Alaskan fishermen, and State House Speaker John Harris went so far as to call for an investigation into what he called the, quote, fraudulent marketing of the crab earlier this week. Speaking via satellite phone from the Northwestern, which is out fishing, Sig Hansen says the controversy comes as a bit of a surprise to him.
I expected a little bit of a stir, but not to this extent.
The deal has struck a nerve because Alaskan fishermen have long viewed Russian crabbers as the competition. Many of them blame the Russians when Alaskan crab prices head south, although the two don't really compete for the same customers. Russian crab is generally considered to be lower quality than the Alaskan product, but it's cheaper, and there's more of it on the market. So most of the crab sold in the U.S. comes from Russia, while most of the Alaskan catch goes to customers in Japan. Hansen says that by endorsing the Russian crab, he's simply acknowledging this reality.
If we don't have this product, then really I don't see a lot of product for the American people. We don't have a very big quota, you know. America's supplemented with this crab. The whole world is, so it's one of those things.
John Sacton, the editor of the industry news site seafood.com, says this is true. But he says the problem is that the Northwestern's venture could confuse consumers and hurt efforts by Alaska's fishermen to market their crab as a gourmet product that's worth the extra money it costs.
I think the issue that some people had was that using Deadliest Catch in the Northwestern to promote Russian king crab tends to blur the distinction in consumers' minds.
Hansen says he and his family haven't ironed out all the kinks in the marketing venture yet. They're still working on a deal with Trident Seafoods to market Alaskan crab actually caught by the Northwestern to American consumers. And he says they're open to changing the design of the Russian product if it's misleading.
If we need to change the box or do something to try to make everybody feel a little more at ease, then I'll do that.
Things got more complicated on Tuesday when the Seattle Times reported that the crab in those Northwestern boxes was supplied by a Washington-based company called Global Fishing. That company's CEO is under arrest in Russia for allegedly exporting poached crab to the United States. Representatives of Global Fishing wouldn't comment this week, and Hansen says the arrest came to light after he signed the deal with the company. He says he's still waiting for more details on the case, but would end his relationship with Global Fishing if it turned out the company was involved in illegal crabbing. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.